As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
When is your wild day?
Okay. Well, we will go ahead and start the first session of Rippers.
Yay, Rippers!
Traveler, unfortunately, two of the primary players that we were running the game for, one had to drop out and one will be dropping out here in a little bit. And the players and I talked, and rather than continue to play a game that will just die in a month or two, that they would prefer to start a new campaign. So, this is the first session of Rippers. Before we actually get into the plot, I'll have people go around and describe their characters and have our usual cast of characters say hello. So, starting out with Jessica.
I'm Jessica. I'm sleepy right now.
But wake up!
Yeah! Anyway, I am playing Adia Puhana, if I say that point correctly.
Speak American.
She is an Indian from India. She's a noble.
India.
And I'm going to be trying to go down the shooty path as a marksman. Or markswoman. Let's see. She's noble. She's quick and attractive.
She's amen.
Loyal. She has a fear of drowning and a major delusion that tigers are her friends, which will be fun.
That means she's willing to get into cages completely unarmored to pet the tigers. All right. Then jumping over to Ivan, which is a first-time player. Or, no, first time on our show.
Yeah, I'm Ivan.
He was there for the one traveler session.
Yes,
that's right. He was there for one traveler.
I'm playing the psychic thief, psychic thief.
Are you a rogue psychic or a psychic rogue?
Rogue psychic.
There we go.
I have the entrance of small and stubborn, and I have a minor enemy. That's pretty much what my character is, Orphan Psychic Thief.
Name?
Yu Li.
Okay. And then we have Alec.
Hello, everyone. This is Alec once again.
Boo!
Shut up. I am playing the U.S. Marshal, Joseph McDonald. I guess will be my last name.
Okay.
I could never please Andre with my last name.
So
I
don't
care.
Are you going to start up a fast food? Just
as I said, I'm a U.S. Marshal from the West, good old West. If you need an image, basically imagine any given character from Red Dead Redemption, essentially. Mostly the main character. I even wear the duster jacket.
It's dusty.
I have the hindrances of loyal. I have a major enemy. For some reason, the Native Americans didn't take too kindly to me forcing them off their land.
Yeah. You angered an ancient spirit.
Yeah, well, whatever. I also have orders from the U.S. government. I'm here in pursuit of a criminal, and that will probably come up at least once, if not more. And Andre will get a kick out of it every time.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, GM?
Eventually, Steven will be joining us for a short while, and then we'll also be getting Ryan eventually onto the show as well. Just so you have a brief idea of Ripper's what idea...
Yes.
A brief idea of what Rippers are is it's a horror by gaslight that I played via Monster Hunting in 1892. Rippers are a secret organization that are attempting to go around and fight the horrible creatures in the night. Okay.
They punch, we punch back.
That's right. You fight the things that bump in the night.
Mm-hmm. And well,
we
they punch
bump
harder.
Back. Yes. All right.
Sometimes.
So, to
set the scene, it is March 14th, 1892, in the wonderful city of merry old London. All three of you are stepping off ships in the St. Catherine's Dock in the east end of London, the dirty, seedy part of town.
Ew.
Alec, you're first on the list. You have orders... The person you are looking for is named Marcus Barnes. He's a fleeing outlaw who committed murder in Nevada and then took flight out of the country.
Sailed. Let me jot that down.
Yeah.
Wait. As soon as I get my name
described.
Okay, so while you're doing that, I'll give you information a little bit. Jessica, the person that you are tracking down, you took a train out of India... Because, you know, you want to take the land route as best as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then had the horrifying trip across the English Channel.
So long.
You are hunting down a poacher by the name of Stephen Miller, who killed a mother tiger and stole the cub.
Bastard.
No, it's not a good thing.
Ivan, you left via Hong Kong, and you are hunting down a thug who's working for your foster father. By the name of Hu Li. And also, as he was heading out of China, he kidnapped a young boy from the village that you were originally in.
Okay.
So, all three of you are stepping off the ship in the St. Catherine dock. Some of you a little bit more relieved to get off the boat than others.
Land!
You, of course, come on this nice upper crust. You're one of the first ones off the boat because, you know, the rich elite get to leave first. Then you two are allowed to leave the ship as you guys are picking up all your stuff and having to move it. Well, she's got all her little bellboys and whatnot carrying it for
you. What are you talking about all my stuff? I have a backpack with a spare change of clothes. And some bullets.
I have a bag with a spare change of clothes.
Alright, and just to let you guys know, it is considered unfashionable to carry around weapons in the open, so if you do have weapons, they are currently in your bag.
Or even if boots. I can keep my knife concealed?
As I said, in the open.
Oh, okay, so I can keep my knife.
Or my boots.
You can keep anything concealed you want, as long as you can justify how it's concealed. You are not hiding a rifle under any circumstance.
You can afford a rifle?
What about a tank?
Yeah. I'm hiding a tank underneath this trench coat.
Quick question. What was the name of the guy I was chasing again?
Marcus Barnes. An outlaw fleeing from Nevada after beheading a victim.
You know what that is possible? You had a small weapon and you named it Tank.
beheaded a victim?
He beheaded a victim.
Victim of the Lost Cause.
Okay.
So, Ivan, as you're walking by, sitting here kind of... Look, unfortunately, you know, since you had to kind of book the middle class type of route, you're pretty damn hungry at this point, and you're walking past all these nice little food vendors, and up, you know, you get a bread bowl! 2 shillings! Fish and chips! 2 shillings! And you're kind of doing the... And as you're walking by, a young boy, maybe about 17, comes running up and looks down at you. Read English, ma'am?
Yes.
Well, me and my pa would like to welcome you to the Worthy Bed and Rest. We're having a special for the next week. 2 shillings for board and food.
Yes.
Sound good, ma'am?
Yes.
That's the only word you know?
Yes.
Yes.
It's right over there, right on the dock.
Yes. I head off that direction.
Oh, look at that. Another customer. You quickly begin making your way, and the first thing you notice is this place is busy and very crowded, and you don't, and people keep stepping on you and pushing you out of their way. And
hey, he's Chinese. They push just as hard.
Unfortunately, the people here don't realize that just yet.
Okay. They'll regret it later.
Alec?
Mm-hmm.
You two are walking by all the food vendors, and up walks the scruffy little kid. He looks at you and says, "Hello, sir! Do you happen to be looking for a place to stay?"
"Indeed I am, partner."
"Well, let me tell you about Worthy Bed and Rest. For the next week, we're having a special. 2 shillings for board and food."
Shilling. They told me about
that. How much is a shilling, son?
Where are you from?
Great country of the U.S. of A.
Oh, you're an American.
I am, son.
$10.
It's 1 pound.
0.1 pound.
Okay, so 0.1 pound is 1 shilling?
One shilling is 0.05.
Okay, so
there are 20 shillings to a pound.
Okay.
And 1 pound is $100.
I can do that. Well, thank you very much for the information.
Just 2 shillings a night. Cheapest you'll find here in the East End. And safest, too.
I'm making myself some money here soon. Sounds good, son. I'll see you there.
And you also begin heading off that way. And of course, you're sitting here looking around it. It's crowded. It's dirty.
I'm used to crowds. It's dirty.
This is definitely not where you are used to. So you, of course,
I expected more. Mm-hmm.
You, of course, catch a carriage. A hail a cab. There's the... Where are you heading, ma'am?
Good question.
The name of the man that you... Or the name of the family that you will be staying with is... Goldsworth.
Do you feel like this is a little unfair, Ivan? You know, we have to pay for our room and board.
Ah, yes. The Goldsworth estate.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'll take you right on over there.
Thank you.
You hop in the carriage. Mm-hmm. Basically give him 2 shillings. And that's enough for the tip and ride.
They actually know our wealth.
I can stay here for 5 days before I need to find some other form of income. Oh, wait. I still hadn't finished buying things because I needed to buy, like, a wallet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see the Ripper's book on that note? Because I figure just having an extra set of clothes and some weapons isn't exactly...
You said
exactly
a shilling was 0.01.
0.05. 2 is 0.1.
Pounds.
So, as you're checking in, and the Goldsworth family is a good, upstanding British family. The eldest member being James Goldsmith. He's got the nice little Fu Manchu going on. Oh, hello! And you know, the big top hat. His wife, Kathy Goldsworth. They're, of course, in their upper 40s at this point. Oh, hello, dear, hello! Unfortunately, our children are off, but we have a spare room. Your father said that you'd be coming.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. Now, you're allowed to use cotton, right?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what the sheets are made of. Just making sure, because I'm not sure how things work in India. I've heard that you have lots of silk, and we didn't have any silk sheets.
It will do.
Oh, well, it's very fine cotton.
Oh, well, I'm sure it is.
She gets cotton,
princess.
She is the daughter of a Raja.
Okay, basically, yeah.
What did we get?
We'll find Linen. Out when we get
And if you can't afford it, here's some burlap. And, you know, they've actually got a house, which actually says something in the center of London. And so, of course, they take you up to the second story, and they check you, and it's a lot smaller than, you know, what you're used to, but you're also figuring, this is a lot more crowded, but it's very nice. They've got this nice vanity that's actually got, like, silver inlay all around it. You can see that they've obviously tried to Indianize it slightly, because there's, like, a little statue of an elephant. And they have a statue of both Kali and, or not the Kali, Shiva? I forgot the creation goddess.
Shiva's goddess of destruction.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember his name.
They're all the same god, actually.
And Buddha.
Technically. They're all different, but the same.
And you know, and there's a few, and you think that they found some incense. To you, you know that this is completely the wrong style of incense. But he thinks it's probably all he had.
All he could find.
He was doing a good job and tried.
And you'll notice that there's no leather anywhere in the entire place. And they even have a little, like, a statue of a smiling cow.
That would be creepy.
It is slightly off-putting, but you can tell he's trying.
Yes. He do a good job for English men.
I have 0.25 pounds now.
The butler, Walter.
Let me take your bags, madam.
Thank you, sir.
Here's your wardrobe and anything you need. Here's the water closet. Here's a lantern and some candles and paper and everything if you need to ride home. And do you know how long you'll be staying?
Not quite yet.
It is always a pleasure to host a member of the crown of England's great empire in our house. We're always glad to have
you. Has London ever been merry?
And of course, up walks Mr. Goldsworth. Shoo, Walter. I'm sure she's tired.
Dear, feel free to relax. We will be having dinner at 6 o'clock, or supper at 6 o'clock on the dot. Here's a clock. Do you know how to read a clock?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There's the clock.
Oh, thank you.
Feel free to put your feet up and whatever you need to do, you know. How do you know? I don't know. I'm sorry. This should be Kathy's thing. I'm not supposed to be in the room with you.
Powder your nose, worship your heathen gods.
Worship whatever dirty heathen gods you have. Sell your soul to the devil, you know, whatever that thing.
Pip, cheerio.
This is no word.
Alright. So, 6 o'clock will roll around, and at this point, you know, by about 6:37, it's starting to get kind of dark. And, you know, you've conveniently gone to your bed early, so you'll be able to don your costume and get out and start looking.
Mm-hmm. With the eye twitch and everything.
And you guys, since it's now that you guys get to be checked in, and it's a fairly decent room, it is spacious by comparison to the ship liner, which was, you know, like a 5-foot by 7.5-foot box.
Quick question. They asked for payment up front, correct?
Yes.
For your room? Okay, there goes the tenth of a pound. Unlike Jessica, we do have to be careful with our money.
Well, stuff is more expensive.
She cannot buy common or poor quality goods. She can't.
I'm sorry that your clothing costs 2 pounds, by the way.
And up.
2+ pounds. Yeah. The spare set of clothing I have, 1 pound. And that hurt me a lot.
And I have 3 extra sets.
So, you guys check in. It's a nice place. You know, you get a decent-sized, like, double bed, a kind of a dresser and everything. It's not bad.
I suppose, well, no, even now, China's still suffering from its overcrowding, isn't it?
Right now, it's suffering from opium, is what it's suffering from right now. And England is mainly what it's suffering from.
Most of the world is suffering from England.
And foreigners.
The world is suffering from Europe at this point.
Hey, America's not suffering from Europe.
It's because it's trying to be Europe.
We want to be.
We're unique and independent like Europe! Poopy!
Except we fought to be different from Europe!
So did you hear what's going on in England?
Anyway.
So you guys who are kind of sitting there, you know, both you guys are kind of tired. Just sitting there kind of stretching your legs. You guys get a wonderful meal of fish and chips. What chips is basically, you imagine something like a french fry.
Yeah.
Fried potato. Chips. So, you know, it's decent quality. It's not
American.
Yeah. It's not fish and chips. What the hell's wrong with you people?
Hot dog.
Where's the steak?
Where's the sausage?
Yeah, sausage.
Oh, that's Polish.
No, Wiener. Anywho. We don't have sausages like America, but sausages came from Poland. No, they didn't! We invented them in America! And Poland stole them!
Steven, or Ivan, if you think about it, there are pretty much no foods that are uniquely American.
Hamburger.
French fries, in those words, French fries.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you at all. I thought you said freedom fries, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, America steals food and goes, awesome!
Well, we can't really call it stealing when the immigrants bring it over and go like,
this is tasty, and we're like, you're right! Okay.
Haggis never caught on, though.
Huh?
I wonder why.
Haggis never caught on. You know, you guys are sitting there, and as you guys are sitting there, you can see that there's a family in here. It looks like a single mother with a son who's about 13, a daughter who's about 11, another daughter who's 9, and a son who's 7. And you can see that all of them look pretty broke.
Or, yeah, a single mom with 4 kids. Mm-hmm. And this time,
how do they serve the fish and chips in? Bowl. I'm the only one's looking at that in my bag.
Give me a stealth check.
Looking for a 4.
Nope. Looking for a 4.
That's what you're always looking for.
Unless it's opposed.
Nope.
Okay, so basically, you know, you kind of stick it in there, and the young son who's Worthy Bed and Rest is run by Mr. Worthy and Son. They kind of go, hey, you know, you're not allowed to take that home.
Yes.
No. Yes. No taking home. No.
Yes.
No. Well, oh, that's a shilling. Here, like, that one. Stupid little clay pot. You know, I got my eye on you.
Just one eye?
Yes.
that would be my case. I do have the eye patch.
You don't go like this. You go.
That's imposing. Come to me.
Yes, people are really confused when you do that. Like, yes? No!
Come to me. No!
And, you know, as you guys are kind of sitting there, dine and rest, you know, it's kind of got a little bit of business. You can see that the son looks mighty proud, that he's like, yeah, look at all these people I got, all like 3 or 4 customers of you guys.
Well, you know, that's still a pretty good amount of money they've made.
Yeah, about 8 shillings tonight. And, you know, as dinner's progressing.
They made 4 times the amount I had in a day.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't have to pay property tax or anything like that. You can see that, you know, the son and the mother at this point are kind of getting into an argument. Like, if you guys want to know what they're yelling about, just go ahead and give me a notice check. Of course, now you roll the 6. 10. You succeed with the raise.
I'm enjoying the fish and chips, apparently.
Un-American, but it's damn tasty.
use some ketchup, though. Son, you got any ketchup?
What? Okay.
Ketchup!
Ketchup is a
so is this tartar sauce we'll have to do.
You know, he basically begins going, well, Mom, look, you know, I can go off and work in a factory, and I'll be able to help bring in some money. She's like, no, you need to go to school. So this doesn't happen to you. He's like, no, I need to go to a factory, because otherwise little Desi's going to starve. She's like, no, yes, no, yes. And eventually he just gets up and storms out of the bed and rest. Or the bedroom.
Well, his problem was, didn't eat enough fish.
I still my pork.
Okay. You pocket the silverware.
Except it's not even silverware, it's probably, you know, made of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Or clay.
Wooden utensils. Alright. After that point, you know, it's probably about 8 o'clock after a long day on the boat. Time to hit the sack. You go upstairs, and first thing you guys notice is the bed is not lice-ridden. It's actually clean.
I'm not really sure what quality of life a U.S. Marshal gets back in the United States.
Out west, not a lot.
True. And that's where I'm from, so...
East Coast is a lot better off than West Coast right now.
Yeah.
Can my leather costume be made of some other than leather?
Yes.
Okay.
Just something about the same toughness level.
Yeah. Like I'm just making sure. Leather costume, wait, it's leather.
There's other types of leather. It could be horse leather. Goat leather. Dog leather.
Human leather. Human leather.
Tiger leather.
Well, you know, maybe. You have, like, kind of the tiger motif on it.
You can always use elephant skin.
I was thinking that, maybe elephant skin.
Painted like a tiger.
Painted like a tiger.
Oh, great. We've got a luchador.
Latino.
I also thinking about maybe actually having, like, good-looking jewelry with, like, tiger claws and teeth from those that have passed already.
Yeah, that's kind of... Like, I wouldn't have a problem with you having, like, tiger leather from those who have already died. That's not a problem.
Oh, that's okay. Probably going to confuse you. I have a necklace made of the claws of the cougar that hit my eye.
You're obviously friends with the cougars.
You like the cougars.
They're delicious.
That is so wrong when you think about the modern definition of a cougar. An older woman who preys on younger men. Two cougars. They're delicious.
Well, if you think, I think I set myself at about 28 or 30, because I'm still, I'm going for relatively young-ish still, but, so, they're...
I'm probably maybe 20.
That's fine.
You're really young.
Yes, I am young.
That's fine. She's not been married off yet, though.
Yeah, I'm not married off yet. My other sister's in line first. That's what I keep telling myself.
Oh, that's something, eventually I'm going to want to roll up your families, or if you don't care, I will roll them up.
Okay.
And the way I will roll them up is via die. Via rolling dice.
I'm cool with that, honestly.
Yay, dice.
I have no wife. So
that's yeah, I wasn't going to do anything like marriage.
I am unmarried, currently. Which makes sense if you're a U.S. Marshal in the West. And especially if you're being sent to England for something.
You went from desert to ocean to foggy old England.
And yet somehow I still have all the dust on me.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so hot desert.
And occasionally tumbleweed still rolls past you.
Wow.
Wow.
What the hell?
I'm blind Americans.
I confuse a lot of the Europeans.
So the rumor is true. You do bring back stuff from America.
Oh, 1 second. I turn around. There's a cowboy waiting to duel me.
Or a longhorn cow or something.
No, I'm riding a carriage through town, through the middle of London. Cougar attack.
Knocks out both horses. You fall to the ground. Then, before you can stand up, he hits you again. Knocks you back down. Red Dead Redemption.
I spend a Benny to soak the cougar wound.
Unfortunately, he did 12 wounds.
Soak hard.
Wow. Explode hard. Explode that your pants fall off.
All right, so around 10 o'clock,